Here we go.
Exercise, exercise.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody, do your exercise.
Exercising our right to the news when it's demented. I'm Whimsical Will reporting.
Now, this is very important, and I want you all to pay very close attention. It will do you good.
Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
It's a new world record for the largest collection of pencils.
I brought my pencil.
Hey, pencil neck.
An Iowa man was officially awarded a Guinness World Records title for his collection of nearly 70,000 pencils.
Wow, you got pencils with your name on them, just like a pencil company executive.
Oh, too bad he's not in Pennsylvania.
Oh, who needs writers, huh?
Aaron Barthelme held a public counting event with help from the American Pencil Collectors Society.
Now that's a party.
What's next, a crayon convention? A pencil parade?
His massive collection includes commemorative pencils dating back more than 100 years.
Hey, can I borrow a pencil?
Advertising pencils, pencils designed to dial rotary phones, and sports pencils bearing team schedules.
And you remembered number two pencils?
I sharpened all the pencils so pointedly that now I am a partner in the agency.
Well, for a while, the competition for the pencil record was a draw, but then he sharpened up and led the pack. Get the point?
And time! Pencils down.
You button down, pencil pusher!
Space jump!
Be on the lookout for an orbiting tool bag.
Watch out for incoming space junk.
Astronauts working on the International Space Station lost a tool bag during their spacewalk.
No doubt about it, Captain. Space debris comes from the survey vessel.
It's valued at $100,000.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
The white satchel, which can now be seen orbiting the Earth, is hovering about 200 miles above the planet.
This superimposed outline of the United States will give you an idea of its size.
Hopelessly lost in space.
It's expected to remain in orbit for a few more months when it'll descend and disintegrate in Earth's atmosphere.
Debris. Things floating in space.
Bumped into chicken licking. Told me the sky was falling.
No, there's no chance of it hitting someone on the head.
Oh, you pulling me in the head!
In the meantime, the tool bag has officially been cataloged as Space Junk ID 58229/1998-067WC.
Please, Blake, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
But I'd say the orbiting tool bag gives a literal meaning to a bolt from the blue!
If you lean on that button once more, I will have you ejected into hyperspace through the garbage chute.
An orbital sander might fare better up there. Useful as a bag of hammers. I'm Whimsical Will, your tool in the demented newsroom.
Did you get that? Did you understand that?
What a tool.